across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
You deserve better. Go and find yourself a man that will let you use
the
heater.
Oh, don't encourage that, Crivo.
The Novos. Local ads. UFM.
It's your last day as being bachelor life, Crivo.
Yeah, I know.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed.
You seem sort of happy, but sort of sad.
No, I'm happy, actually. I actually can't wait to see Emmy.
Yeah.
Over two weeks, two and a half weeks, so.
Do you FaceTime ready. Every day?
Not every day.
Yeah.
We did last night. How romantic's this? Because I needed to do, like, payroll processing from for the company.
She normally does that stuff.
And I was like, I didn't know which, like, some of the buttons, I don't know what ones to press.
Yeah.
So that was our FaceTime last night.
Oh, how romantic.
Press you did it with payroll.
Did it with a bottle of wine, yeah, candles. Look,
exactly.
Processing,
you know me,
payroll
very well.
From Indonesia.
Yeah. Now press select all payees. All right.
It doesn't matter as well. You probably did something wrong.
Probably.
For me in particular, if someone's telling me how to do something I don't know how to do, 9 times out of 10, I will get it wrong.
Luckily, like I said, was on FaceTime and I would face the camera to the computer so that she can see exactly what I'm doing.
Romance is not dead people.
Oh, no, God. Jeez, it was a lovely night.
You had a busy afternoon, though, with the shop and everything?
Yeah, I was pretty busy with that, just getting ready for a big delivery of windows today.
Of course.
So that was my afternoon yesterday. But
Living the dream.
And you? What were you up to?
Of course, delivering.
Oh, great.
That's all I do now.
Making cash.
Outside of here, you'll see me just driving around a little bit bip.
Yeah, exactly. If you order some Chinese food or something, Meg might show up.
I don't deliver that much Chinese food.
Really? What's your top cuisine?
At the moment, it's KFC and Red Rooster. They're the two main ones. KFC,
really?
Red Rooster. You know what? Top four, KFC, Red Rooster, Macca's, Hungry Jack's.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did my first one for Table One Espresso yesterday, which was absolutely horrible because it smelled so
good. Of course it did.
Oh, good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Oh, how are you feeling this morning? You've been a little bit sick.
I have. Well, as I've told you, I've got, like, normal snot coming out of my nose today, which is such an improvement.
Have you ever wondered what Jess's life is like? You know, because she has this mysterious news voice, you know. Now you know.
Yeah, is it snotty mucus?
Celebrates the snotty days rather than the mucusy days.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what a thrill.
Is that a top story? We'll find out next. The First of Five catch up with Jess in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Now, Jess, it has been doing the rounds about Kalyn Ponga from the Newcastle Knights. So they have released a statement.
Yes, they have. So I'm sure a lot of us saw yesterday there was a video going around on all manner of social media of Kalyn Ponga and Kurt Mann. They were being escorted out of a bathroom by security, basically.
Yeah.
Is all we sort of know. So the Knights did say yesterday they're investigating the incident. They're trying to gather all of the facts and they're not going to make any further comment, obviously, until they've gathered all said facts about what actually happened.
Yeah.
Jeez. Because they just have no idea what he was doing in there.
No, there's a lot of speculation going around about what happened. You know what? Two mates that were in the bathroom. Apparently he was sick. His mate was helping. Simple as that.
That's it. No one knows.
It'll be a matter of time as well. You know what? If this wasn't Kalyn Ponga, no one would care.
That's a talking point. So.
Yeah, that's it. And there's no way of knowing, really.
No. We'll find out when the investigation is complete.
And even then, you know,
no one knows. It's going to be a matter of, you know, he said.
Exactly.
Security are going to say one thing. They're going to say another.
Who knows?
You know what?
It's all a big mystery at this point.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. And then some very sad news about a child at Rathmines.
Yes, this is an awful story. So emergency services were called to a home at Rathmines about 2:30 yesterday afternoon after a 22-month-old was apparently hit by a vehicle in a driveway at a home there. Paramedics began treating the child as soon as they arrived, but sadly died at the scene. So a 38-year-old man's been taken to hospital overnight for mandatory testing and all of that sort of thing. But we don't know what happened yet, but it's tragic.
Oh,
it's
awful. As soon as I heard about this, my heart just sank.
It's one of my great fears, children on roads.
Yes.
Whenever I see, like, even the signs of a child, like a bike or something, I'm just like, oh my God, I need to slow down as much as possible here.
Especially in your van as well, because there's probably a lot of blind spots.
Yeah, it's pretty good visibility overall, and you're right at the front of the vehicle, which does help. But it's just all, I don't know, I've always been very fearful of that sort of thing, you know, and but it's,
the feeling as well for that poor family who have lost their child, but also the poor
the driver.
I feel for him.
Yeah, because you...
100%.
You never know what, like, kids don't have a lot of awareness.
No, road rules aren't really their forte.
No, that's right.
But this poor guy, like... Obviously, clearly it was an accident. Like, he's not going out purposely to do this kind of thing. His life will never be the same after that poor
boy. It will not. Jeez, well, you just got to be so careful out there.
Well, there's probably an investigation going in for that at the moment.
Of course.
Work out what's going on.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, Meg, would you ever buy some used underwear from the internet?
Depending on the person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You would consider it from the right person?
From the right person.
All right. We'll get into the story in a second. Obviously, it's Prince Harry from the night he partied in Vegas.
Okay.
These are the underwear that are for sale.
Yeah.
But I'm more interested in whose you would buy.
Look, I haven't actively thought about it, but there's probably someone who I would spend big bucks on.
Really?
Yeah.
Like one of your emo band... royalty?
Maybe, like, someone big, like My Chemical Romance.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Maybe, but, like, yeah.
Well, how much would you pay if they were like, Meg, they're up for sale?
If I had a spare couple of grand, I'd pay up to maybe two or three.
Wow, I guess it's one of a kind merch.
That's the thing. No one else is going to have this kind of stuff.
So, one of the, a former stripper who partied with Prince Harry during that big famous Las Vegas weekend.
Yes.
Everyone remembers where he got naked. He was photographed in the nude. Carrie Reichardt, who also goes by the name Carrie Royale, I'm thinking Royale might be the stripper name, is selling the underwear. So apparently they were like thrown aside in the room and she goes, oh, here's your undies. And he goes, you can have it as a memento of the night.
She bagged them for evidence, didn't she?
Well, apparently, how's this? They've been in a she put them in this like erotic heritage museum. Of course, America has one of those.
Of course.
Which they're on display alongside the bikini that she wore on the night.
Because everyone cares about what she was wearing on the night.
I know. How ridiculous. Anyway, her team has already been offered $250,000 for them. They rejected that offer because they're hoping to get $1 million at auction.
They're not getting $1 million for Harry's used underwear.
To me, that seems crazy. That's like the money you would pay for, I don't know, like... Elvis's shoe or something, you know, like something a bit higher level.
Or a jacket or something he wore at an iconic gig.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's what they're hoping for. They're going up for auction today, so we'll find out the results today.
Yeah.
And apparently, this is what this Carrie Royale has said. On Prince Harry's marriage and starting a family with Meghan Markle, Carrie told the news source, he's quite a bore now.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bore.
I think Meghan had something to do with that, but I'm hoping this auction is a good reminder of the good old days.
Because people still act the exact same from when they were 21.
I know.
To when they're in their 30s.
Exactly. Look, good luck to them and the team, because if they can get $1 million for a crusty old pair of underwear, that is genius.
I am curious, though, because, like, yes, Prince Harry, I get that. Would you... I'm thinking Harry Styles right now, and then you've got Prince Harry. Who would get more for their used underwear?
Well, that's the thing.
I reckon Harry Styles.
You would think so, because there's real obsessed people with Harry Styles. Prince Harry, like, I know it was a famous night and everything.
Yeah.
It's part of Las Vegas lore, I guess, you know.
I wonder if this museum, is that in Vegas, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm going there in October. I might have to go check out his old crusty underwear.
The Erotic Heritage Museum. What a museum.
You know what? I'm probably going to check that out just for the lulz.
I don't know. It must be all the, you know, strippers and stuff like that. They put all the famous things in there.
Oh, I'd love to check that out, actually.
That's up your alley.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, well, I look forward to hearing the tales of that when you get back.
I'll take plenty of photos.
Please
and
do.
See if there's anything else that is potentially up for auction.
Meg, off to the Erotic Heritage Museum later this year.
It's going
to
be a highlight.
They're local as.
I know this guy, right, is the absolute king of linguine.
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
His bones are amazing.
I know. That's how much he eats and how quick he eats it.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, New FM.
Now, if you've listened to this show for the last couple of months, you would realise I am the SWAT queen of Newcastle.
Yeah, you're absolutely cracking on to all the different dating apps.
I need to go to a chiropractor for my thumbs half the time. Pretty bad. So
bend them backwards. Crack them here.
The thing is, I'm obsessed with like Tinder and Bumble and all that kind of stuff. And if you've got an animal in your profile, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to swipe right.
That's the good way.
Right's the good one. Yeah, I keep forgetting. I get my lefts and rights confused. I'll be honest. It's 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, turns out not just me.
Yeah, right.
I thought maybe I was just a bit of a weirdo. You know how much I love animals. You know, if you've got a bird in your profile, you get a super like or a super swipe.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you do love birds. Yeah.
Some guy had a macaw in his photo the other day. It's probably not even his, but I'm like, you like birds, so.
Isn't it most people with a bird in their photo is just when they took it like Bali Bird Park or something?
Yeah, pretty much. But at least they like birds.
Yeah,
so
right.
Many people don't like them. Science has confirmed that people with dogs in their profile are actually more attractive.
Well, if it's science, I'm into it.
I'm going to get into the science on the other side of this.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Science has confirmed, Crevo, what I thought all along.
Right. Okay, so tell us about this.
That guys who have, like, animals in their, like, pictures on dating apps are hotter. Now, I'm not talking about the guys who are holding the broom that they just caught. I find that the most unattractive thing I've ever seen. But
pets
is a little bit different.
Yeah.
So what they've done is a university in Spain has conducted this study amongst 300 college students, showing them photos of reasonably attractive guys.
Yep.
Some with little small dogs and some with no dogs at all.
Yep.
And the ones who had the photos with the dogs have rated significantly higher.
See, that's the thing, fellas. If you're doing dating, all you need to do, you don't even need to own a dog.
No.
Just borrow one.
This is the thing. Apparently, as well, it's been known dog fishing's a thing.
Yeah.
Where people just take photos with other people's animals and they're like, oh. And I've come across this myself on dating profiles where they've had to say, just FYI, the dog's not mine.
See, that's what blokes do. And then they're doing the whole, like, showing they're honest as well by saying that it's not their dog.
It's similar to the ones who have got photos with their, like, their nieces or nephews or something.
Yeah.
And they
Not
my kids specifically. They mention it that I'm not a dad.
But I'm near kids and kids are okay with it.
But apparently,
so that's a thing.
The small sized dogs are the ones that get the ladies in. It's
really?
Not the bigger dogs. So it's funny because I'm more into, like, if you've got like a Doberman, or for me in particular, a Rottie. I love Rottweilers. I always have. We grew up with Rottweilers when we were kids. But apparently it's the smaller dogs, so like your Cavoodles and all that kind of stuff, that are the more attractive.
If you don't have a small dog, borrow one for the day.
Now, the study
good as gold.
The study also included that the photos were taken in positive, well-lit, non-sus environments.
Non-sus.
And negative, dimly lit and suspect AF environments.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I would love, honestly, to be able to run a course or something to take appropriate photos for their dating profiles.
You'd see some absolute shockers.
Mate, if you're taking one in a very dimly lit room, 2 centimetres away from your face, it's not attractive.
Because it just makes
you could be the hottest guy known to mankind, but if you're taking the wrong type of photo,
you're out.
It's not good.
Yeah, you've got to be an absolute master, don't you, to get the right photos.
Go back to 2006. Do you remember the MySpace pose? Where you'd have, the camera at this point, because camera phones weren't a thing in the MySpace days, and you'd have it slightly angled up so your jaw looked thinner.
Right, okay.
Have it in well lit. Go into a bathroom. Normally the lighting in a bathroom is much better. This is why women always take photos in bathrooms.
Because the lighting's
good. Because the lighting's better. Guys, take note. Take the dog into the bathroom. Well lit.
The dog will be very upset at this point, but don't worry, because it'll think it's being showered.
You know what, guys? If you get a date out of this, thank me later.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Hey, from tips for guys, this story, Meg, you sent me, and this is fascinating, because this is the top sex question women always ask strippers.
Like male strippers, yeah?
Yeah, male strippers. So there's this guy who is being called the next Channing Tatum.
He's not, ladies, can I just say, oofed.
That's one word to describe him. Do it again.
Oofed.
There it is. Right, he gets asked this question every time. This is so fascinating. We'll get into the details in just a minute.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Nothing like a big deck.
Big
That's
deck.
What the New Zealanders
big deck
say.
Energy.
The Novos.
Exactly.
Big deck energy.
Local as New FM.
And good morning to Tyler. Welcome.
Present. Morning.
Present. Welcome. Welcome indeed.
Day two. How are we feeling?
Yeah, I feel good. I'm tired and cranky by about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's fine. You guys don't have to deal with that, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. It's not my problem.
You need to learn the afternoon nap, Tyler.
Well, I just feel like I've got all this time in the afternoons now. I want to be productive. I've not long moved into a house.
No. That won't last very long.
Just have like 15 minutes. That's
I should. Apparently, 24 minutes is like the perfect amount. You have an espresso before you nap, and then it takes 24 minutes for the espresso to kick in, and then you wake up feeling fresh.
I'm all about that.
I love the coffee power nap. I don't like coffee though.
Just shot it, Meg. It's like tequila. Forget about it.
Coffee is gross. Sometimes, like, because you have your coffee in here quite strong, Crevo. I can smell it. My first ever job was in a coffee shop, and that's all I think of.
Yeah, right.
I love the smell of it. I would inject it into my veins if I could.
I'm like at the back.
3 or 4 coffees a day kind of gal.
Yeah, interesting.
And then I'm a bit jittery by the end.
I've had a cup of tea and I'm still not there yet.
Tea doesn't really do anything.
It's got caffeine.
A little bit. Hey, up next we are playing 5 in 10. Now, this is very simple. All you have to do is name 5 things from the topic we give you in 10 seconds. You do that, you get $50 worth of fuel.
Yes.
Free petrol. 131009. Give us a call now if you'd like to play 5 in 10. Just name 5 things. You get it. $50 free petrol.
Look, imagine that. 10 seconds work for $50.
Yeah, it's pretty. Like, imagine the hourly rate on that. It's outrageous.
The Novos. The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
All right, so this is very easy. If you want to play 131009, you still can jump on. Basically, you just have to name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic that we give you.
Easy, easy, easy peasy. Let's spin the wheel for today's category. All right.
It's come up food.
Beautiful.
Food.
All right, let's go to the phones and meet Kate in Minmai. Hey, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
Doing really good. Are you confident to get this today?
Well, I didn't hear what the category was, so I'm not sure.
All right, so the category today is food, but we're going to give you a topic to go with that category. It's a little bit more refined. Crevo, what is the topic today for Kate?
All right, the first one is things you would find in a burger.
Okay, things you would find in a burger. You've got 10 seconds. Go.
Lettuce, tomato, cheese, meat, and onion.
Oh, that was so, too easy. God.
Louise, Kate.
That was about 6 seconds.
You had time to spare, Kate. $50 worth of fuel coming your way.
Give me another one and I'll have another one.
We've only got one, unfortunately.
If only we could. How good.
See,
well,
that's
done, Kate. That's how you do it.
That is how easy it is. So
you don't even need to be confident these days. You
that's
just
right.
Smash it out of the park. Like, hey, it's back tomorrow at 6 a.m. as well.
That it is.
Easy way to win $50 worth of fuel with 5 in 10. Hey, up next, speaking of food though, Crevo, one of the best places, obviously, to get pizza in the entire world is Italy, right?
Oh, no doubt. Like, pizza in Italy is famous for being the best.
Have you been to Italy?
Yep.
Have you had pizza in Italy?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It was mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. So there is a store in Italy, unfortunately, has had to close its doors because the people in Italy aren't very happy with their pizzas.
Oh, they're angry.
They're angry, and I can kind of see why.
Angry Italians against this pizza. All right.
We are going to Italy. Okay, so
nice part of the world. Yeah. Oh, this time of year.
Well, I've never been there. I can't really say it's a nice part of the world. Never been. But they're famous for their food. Let's face it. When you go to Italy, you go there to eat.
Oh, that's definitely a big part of it. The amazing pizzas and pastas and all of that stuff.
Gnocchi, anything carb-related you go to Italy for.
Pretty much. They're mad for it.
Now, if you go for pizza in Australia, what's the number one pizza place?
Probably Domino's.
It's Domino's.
Yeah.
Now, Domino's, they obviously have a stronghold, especially in the US in particular. Yeah. And they decided to, I don't even know why they bothered, to open a bunch of stores in Italy in 2015. And they said that they wanted, this is part of their master plan. The company first opened their doors in 2015 with ambitious plans to open 880 stores in Italy.
Oh, no.
And control about 2% of the Italian pizza market by 2030. Good luck. Guess what? They put their tail between their legs and they're leaving Italy.
Oh, my. Oh, no, zero surprise there. It's like when Starbucks tried to have a go in Australia. We've already got excellent coffee at half the price. We'll be right, thanks.
You know what? I think there's only one Starbucks that I know of, and it's like in Pitt Street in Sydney.
I think that's even I think they're all closed because, Australians just went, why would we want your fairly average, not that strong coffee at double the price in a large plastic cup? It's a no from everyone.
So the reason they thought this was going to work in Italy, we know there's a lot of pizza in Italy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Their
it's everywhere.
Thing is, there's not a lot of delivered pizza in Italy. They thought they could have got their hold on the Italian pizza market just because they offer delivery.
As if Italians want pizza that they think isn't as good taken to their house.
I think it's
either a hard pass.
A lot of the places in particular, I know with coffee as well over there, you don't sit down and drink coffee.
No, it's a lot of standing bars.
It's a lot of standing bars and all that kind of stuff. Don't go into a market with your idea of thinking, okay, pizza delivery is obviously huge in the US. We can make it work in Italy. They're completely different places, completely different cultures. This was never going to work.
It's a big old fail. Oh, well.
Could you imagine if they tried to open, like, a Taco Bell in Mexico?
Well, that's the same stupid idea.
Mate,
it's not going to work. You'll get a few expats.
But that's the thing, though. If you're going to spend the money and go on a fancy trip to Italy, are you going to Domino's?
That's the last place you'll ever visit.
I'm not going to lie. Not the same thing. When I went to New Zealand, I did have to go to Macca's.
Oh, that's not the same.
I had to go to Macca's. Like, just to taste. You know what? It genuinely tasted different.
I'm sure it did, but it's like New Zealand is not the same cultural richness.
I understand that. But it's one of those things, like, when I go to the US later this year, I'm going to have to try certain things that are particularly, like...
Oh, look. Yeah, but that doesn't support a company.
No.
Your little visit.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, look, come on. Customer's a customer, Crevo. You're a business owner.
Yeah,
you should know this.
I'm not saying no as a customer, but that's not going to support the whole of Domino's.
No, but I do feel for the people who are obviously going to lose their jobs
over
this.
Oh, yeah, but they'll find other jobs at better pizza restaurants.
The CEO... Yeah. Mate, you should be losing your job first. Thinking that opening pizza shops in Italy was going to be a great idea. Nah.
Not going to happen.
It was just, you know what?
Hard pass.
Absolutely. They're local ads and on air
right across Newcastle and the Hunter. Have you ever worn a candy thong, Meg?
Yes.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
What about a diamond thong?
Not that bougie.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
So Meg was chatting to this friend the other day about an old job that she used to do. So years ago, she used to work for Waratah Park at Duffy's Forest, down like just past Hornsby sort of thing.
Okay.
It was this sort of like animal reserve, just a privately run like mini zoo, basically.
Okay, so like a little bit smaller than like your reptile park.
Oh, yeah. It was smaller than that. And they just had like mostly Australian animals. animals. They'd get, like, tourists and stuff would come and look at a koala or something, right? As part of this mini zoo, she worked there as, like, she was young, 19 at the time, her first, like, real job. And as part of one of the exhibits, they had a small crocodile. Now, it was
defined small.
She said it was like as maybe 1.6, 1.8 meters. Yeah. So like a young crocodile. Yeah. And this crocodile one day escaped from the enclosure. Now, apparently this zoo was just sort of run by this like business guy who was just doing things. He was just making it up as he goes.
Yeah.
This is in the 80s, 90s sort of era.
Tiger King-esque.
Maybe a little bit like that. Yeah. Anyway, he was just running it. He just did what he wanted. And she called him up and said, "The crocodile's out of the enclosure. What should we do?" And he said, "Just grab a Hessian bag, put it over its head, and grab one of those, like, elastic band things and put it around its snout and throw it back in the enclosure. Like, just put it back in." And she said,
"That's not how these work."
Well, she was 19. No, like, she's animal handling experience at all, except for the few months she'd been working there.
Jeez.
Anyway, she naively, like, grabbed the Hessian bag.
She's the go-getter. She wanted to impress
the boss. Wanted to, like, impress the boss, and that was the job. You know, when you're young, you're starting out, you just do whatever you're told, right? She held up the bag, ready to put it over its head, and it just looked at it and just grabbed the bag and ate it.
He's a cranky boy.
He was cranky. She rang him up and said, "I'm not doing it. You get the vet out."
Yeah, no.
This is the vet came, sorted it all out. This is what I want to do. 13:10:09, what did the boss make you do that wasn't your job?
It happens a lot.
Oh, my God.
This is not in her pay grade at
all.
It's
not in her pay grade. Okay, up for grabs today for the best callers on air. 2 gold reserve tickets, the Knights versus Raiders this Sunday.
It's going to be a good game.
At McDonald Jones Stadium. Gold reserve as well.
Yes.
13:10:09, maybe it was now, maybe it was a long time ago, whatever your stories are about things that the boss made you do. That's not your job.
All right, we'll take your calls. You ain't gotta go to
work. 13:10:09 to join the show. What did the boss make you do that wasn't your job?
I can't believe this story.
My friend, she used to work for this animal park just near Hornsby, and they asked her to basically put a crocodile back in its enclosure, and she had no crocodile handling experience. Apparently also at this park one time, she had to fight off an angry, like, Tasmanian devil that had a baby that was stuck. Ooh. Also asked to get the baby out.
No,
you know how cranky those things are.
Any mama looking after her baby animal.
No animal experience. She was just like, just started out there.
Those things are ridiculous.
I know.
Let's go to the phones. John in Tallara. Hey, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing really well. Hey, what did the boss make you do that wasn't your job?
Well, as a young, naive apprentice butcher, one of the jobs I got handed in the first couple of days of my apprenticeship, the boss says, "Well, it's not normally the done job, but you're an apprentice. You know, you've got to learn the trade and that." He said, "Well, is there any chance on you just grabbing that toothbrush and ducking out the back there and cleaning the toilet?"
What?
Are you serious?
No, John, yeah, surely not.
I had a crack at it for the first couple of swipes. I thought, And out she come, and I had to flush it.
Oh, my God, you poor guy.
Can I ask, was this just like a hazing thing or a joke thing, or did he just like really expect you to do this?
Well, being young and naive, you know, as what the age I am now, I've served 36 years of it, and I've never, to this day, got another apprentice to clean the toilet.
Yeah, how ridiculous. Oh, you're there to learn to cut up chops and stuff. Yeah. Not clean a toilet. Like, there's nothing wrong with being a cleaner, but no one should do it with a toothbrush.
When I worked at Woolies, I'd only been there for a couple of months, they made me go around, like, because I was meant to be on service.
Yeah.
So, on the registers. And I had to go around and actually just clean all of the, like, the skirting boards.
What?
They made me go around. They got me in for a day just to go and clean skirting boards.
That seems weird. That seems weird and not, like, not the done thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess with all jobs, sometimes you get asked to do stuff you shouldn't be. Shouldn't be doing.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Yeah, producer Tyler Room, what have you got for us up first?
So this guy over the weekend almost didn't show up to his own gig.
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
So Macklemore over the weekend has posted a TikTok. He was performing with Imagine Dragons in Pennsylvania at this place called Hershey Park. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but it's basically similar to like what Luna Park would be here.
Okay, Sydney, so a big sort of theme park situation.
An amusement park, but it's got like a big top where you can obviously play gigs and people go and live their best life. He has posted a TikTok saying he nearly got kicked out of Hershey Park before the gig because he was riding around on a scooter that security apparently didn't allow in the park, and they asked him to leave, so he had to try and get back in to the park so he could actually play his gig.
Did they not know who he was?
Well, apparently not, and Macklemore's kind of like, you can't really hear the audio, it's a bit muffled, but all he basically says is that Todd told me that I could have this scooter, and the security guard is like, Todd is not a boss here, you're making this up, like, Todd is not someone that is a manager here, and he goes, no, he's the head honcho, he said that I could do it as long as both two wheels were on the ground and it was secure, I was good, and security was like, get out, mate.
Oh, geez.
See, what's interesting is, I guess Macklemore now is at a point where a lot of people wouldn't recognise him.
Yeah.
He's not at that global fame level anymore.
No, he just dropped a song with Tones and I, actually.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because the security kind of following him around and he's being stopped by punters in the park being like, oh, my God, can we get a photo? And there's, like, footage of security just awkwardly standing there being like, who the hell is this guy? Maybe he is someone of status. Like, they kind of start to second-guess themselves.
But at the same time, that kind of thing now happens with TikTokers and YouTubers. They're probably thinking some loser from YouTube.
Yes.
That's
if you're
right.
A 50-year-old security guard, you're not listening to Macklemore. You're not getting down to thrift shop on a Saturday night.
But also, if you're being paid to be a security guard at a Macklemore gig, wouldn't you kind of
look up what he looks like?
But at the same time, it's just a gig for them. Like, they don't really care about the artists or anything like that.
I guess.
You know, this is why a lot of artists, when they do their gigs, have to wear the wristbands or the lanyards.
The AAA passes.
The AAA passes and all that kind of stuff. Because it doesn't really matter how famous you are. Some people, especially security, just don't know who you are.
How awkward, though. Like, imagine if we showed up to an event and security were like, no, not today.
You guys aren't allowed in here.
I walked into an event, I think, because we were hosting, we were broadcasting live from the Travel Expo.
That's
and
right.
I walked into West and they weren't going to let me in. I'm like, I'm with the radio station.
I'm with the band.
I'm here to work.
Like, they're like, oh, what are you here for? And I'm like, I'm here for the expo. Oh, it doesn't open until 10. I'm like, I'm here with the radio station.
I'm literally here to work.
And they're like, oh, and then they had to go and get security and then talk to their
ring them up and check.
I had to check if I was actually legit there. And I'm not here to try and get like a head start on booking a holiday. Don't worry about that.
Meg is had her own Macklemore moment.
Jeez, how embarrassing.
I know. Check my Instagram followers, the whole 770 of them. I'm famous.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
You deserve better. Go and find yourself a man that will let you use
the
heater.
Oh, don't encourage that, Crevo.
The Novos. Local as. UFM.
So, Meg, this is like one of my greatest fears.
Mm.
Basically, this lady had like it looked like a mole or something on her head.
Yeah.
She went into the doctors. They're like, oh, that's a tick bite.
Okay.
Right? You're okay. Went home. Still there a while later, goes back again, turned out to be a cancerous growth.
What?
Had to have a huge piece of skin cut off the head.
Gee, and they said, no, it's a tick bite, doll.
Yeah, thought it was a tick bite, thought it was absolutely fine.
This happens a lot.
Doctor got it wrong.
Yeah, this happens a lot.
Very, very frightening.
Mm.
This is what I wanted to do. 13:10:09, when did the doctor get it wrong? Now, obviously, doctors, they're only human.
Yeah.
They're doing their
best.
Mistakes happen. You know, it's just like part of what happens. But when it gets scary like that, no good.
No.
Obviously, the stories we're after here, a bit light and bright if we can.
Yeah, of course.
13:10:09, when did the doctor get it wrong. We'd love to hear stories. Best callers on air today. Two gold reserve tickets to Knights versus Raiders this Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. If you've got a story about when the doctor has got it wrong, maybe to you, maybe to someone you know, we'd love to hear it. 131009, give us a call and share. All right, so we're asking on 131009, when did the doctor get it wrong? This is after a lady thought she had a tick bite, turned out to be a cancerous growth.
Yes, not ideal.
No, not at all. 6 months extra it was on her head. She had to have a huge piece cut off.
So I'm assuming it wasn't like, it was benign. It had to have been benign.
She's all right now. She was very lucky. If it had been there any longer, they're saying it could have been deadly.
Jeez.
So extremely lucky.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Hey, Matt in Port Stephens.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey, when did the doctor get it wrong?
It was a couple of years ago, actually.
Yeah, what happened?
So I was on top of the roof cleaning the gutters and the roof for my godfather, and I slipped and fell off, hit my hand on my wrist, and I knew that I'd done something to my wrist because years before I'd already fractured my wrist. So I knew I'd done something.
You knew the symptoms.
I took myself to the local hospital and waited there for 4.5 hours just for them to say, you got to go to another hospital, waited there for another 4 hours, got an x-ray in a back lab, got told that you got one hairline fracture on the right-hand side of your wrist.
Okay.
And check in with the next hospital. Okay. Go in a week later. The next hospital says they've got...
You
cut out at the crucial point of the story.
We'll get it wrong. Story from Tyler a little bit later on. We'll figure out what happened. Let's go to Brad in Maitland. Hey, Brad.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, good. When did the doctor get it wrong?
They got it wrong. They got it wrong for my auntie Jennifer. She went to the doctors thinking that she might have had a plantar wart on her foot.
Yeah.
They burnt it with the dry ice for one or two episodes, and it just kept on getting bigger. She went and got a second opinion, and they basically cut a massive hole in the bottom of her foot and her lymph nodes. It was melanoma.
Oh, my God. Is she all right now?
No, she fought a good fight and lasted about 3 years.
Oh, God.
Oh, Brad, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
One of those things.
Yeah.
Always go to an expert.
Always go to an expert, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry, Brad.
Rebecca on line 4, how are you? Hey, good. Rebecca, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. When did the doctor get it wrong?
Okay, a few years ago, I started losing my hearing. I was sent to many doctors saying I had a middle ear infection.
Okay.
I do have a type of cancer. So, after 3 months, lost my hearing, been to 4 doctors, had x-rays, started having facial distortions.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
My doctor came back off holidays. He'd been on holidays for months, so I'd seen specialists. And he looked at the x-ray that I'd had 4 months prior and said, your half of your skull is missing.
What?
It's
what?
Been eaten away by a tumour.
Oh, my God.
And the tumour was also pressing on my brain.
Oh, my goodness. How are you now?
I actually had to have 25 rounds of radiation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. So how are you feeling these days?
After 12 months, I had my stem cell transplant, and I am cancer-free at the moment.
That's what we wanted.
What a great way to end the story.
I'm so sorry you had to go through all that, but you're cancer-free now. Well done.
At this stage, it's not something, it will come back. It's not, it's not curable, it's only treatable.
Right. Okay. Well, you sound like a fighter, Rebecca. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Thank you for the calls.
What an amazing story.
Wow.
Hey, incredible. The power of stem cell treatment, right?
Yeah. Hey, we're going to switch gears after this. Crevo, you see me driving around in my brand new car.
Yeah. Like, this is out of nowhere, Meg.
Yeah, well, not really out of nowhere because my car died a couple of weeks ago. It was a bit in trouble, that car, wasn't it? It was on its last legs for
yeah.
a long time, and I pushed it as long as I could. But yeah, went out and bought a new car. I did the whole thing on my own. I didn't have anyone help, you were texting me a little bit. But apart from that, I bought all this. The experience was something new for me, really.
Because you always use someone to go along with you, usually, like an expert.
Yeah.
So this time, you've done it all on your own. We're going to hear Meg's car buying experience up next.
I never thought I'd be the type of person to say this, Crevo. I'm in love with my car.
New car, new you.
Oh, my God. It's actually legitimately weird because before this, I didn't like driving.
Yeah.
Mainly because I always had that thought in the back of my head, oh, my car is going to break down at any second now.
There's a Hyundai, what was it?
Elantra.
Yeah, right.
2004.
And it had seen some hard
years. Better days, yeah. My friend.
It had the old faded paint. You know when it goes grey? It used to be a black car.
So you know when you, like the gloss treatment on there? It had come off completely.
Completely gone.
It was like that when I bought it, though.
I bought
it 6 years ago. It was a good little car. It served me well, but it gave up the ghost just before we went on holidays.
And your fears were founded because it did break down.
It did break down.
Side the road.
On the way to my doctor's appointment, I'm like, oh my God, this is not ideal. Had to get it on the back of a tow truck. Went and took it to a mechanic, and they're like, it's going to cost you $2,500 to fix. I'm like,
no, not worth it.
So I thought, car time. I thought, you know what? I'm going to attempt to go buy either a new car or a relatively new-ish used car.
Yeah.
And the problem was everyone was quite busy. You've got the shop there. Yeah. I was going to ask you. I knew how busy you were. My stepdad was sick, so he couldn't come with me. My brother-in-law was working overtime, so I had no one to really come with me.
That's all right. You're an independent woman.
I am. But the thing is, like, you get the thing where you think they're going to try and rip you off because you're a woman. I don't know jack shit about cars.
Mm.
You know this quite well.
Yeah, that's right.
And I did the rounds of all the different car dealerships. I went to the reputable. That's the one. Went to all those around this area.
Yeah, Newcastle, the region.
Yeah, and the staff were lovely. They weren't pushy, which was great.
That's a good experience to have and a good report back.
And they were being quite honest with me as well about my budget, saying you're not going to get a brand new car for that. But fair enough, no dramas. So I went to one on Tudor Street in Hamilton, and there were three cars that I was absolutely just smitten with. They were really beautiful, like 2017, not that old.
Yeah.
And
Good condition,
not many Ks, all that kind of stuff. And I did the test drive and everything on my own. I didn't have anyone to bounce off, say, what do you reckon? What do you think? Whatever. I think I chose good.
So the car you've gotten is a little Yaris, right?
Yeah, a little Toyota Yaris.
My fiance, she had like a few years older one. That car never missed a beat.
Yeah.
It was unreal. It's so comfortable as well.
Well, it's quite funny as well because I went there and I tried my hand at negotiating because you told me, Meg, you need to
at least try and get a bit off.
You got to try. And I tried originally to get like $1,500 off this car and the guy's like, flat out, no.
Not a chance.
Not
he
a
knew
chance
what he had. Hell. I know what I've got.
Pretty much.
No low ballers.
But this is the thing. This is where it came in to my favour. I tried and then he said no. Okay. So I tried to knock $500 off and he goes, No circumstances. Many people are looking at this car.
Yeah, we know that's a lie. No lowballers.
The thing is, I think karma came back at me though. So I bought the car.
Yeah.
I settled on it. It's beautiful. It's a little grey. It's just gorgeous. And I've signed all the paperwork, right? He's come up to me and gone, like afterwards, he's gone, we've had an issue. And I'm like, oh God, has my credit not gone through? What's happened? He goes, you've already signed the paperwork, but we've realised the odometer reading was wrong. And I'm like, oh. And he goes, it's actually got 10,000 less Ks than what we told you.
Oh, happy days.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's like a year off it.
Yeah, right. That's probably what, $500-$600 right there with 10,000 Ks. I've gone, okay, no dramas. And I was asking him how much will it cost to get a reversing camera installed. And he's like, oh, about $600. I'm like, cool, no dramas.
I was reversing
out of the car park the day I bought the car. Found out it already had one.
Oh, brilliant. They didn't know. Oh, my God. The car karma got you.
The car karma got me. So I'm driving around in my new little bip-bip. That's what I call it now.
Bip, bip. It is a tiny little car.
In our family, we don't name cars because it's actually bad luck because they'll break down.
Oh, really?
So I'm just going to call it my little bip, bip for now.
It's a great little car. So if you see someone doing DoorDash and a little Yaris, yeah, it's probably Meg.
But me as a 33-year-old buying my first car by myself without really any assistance, it was interesting.
Like it give you confidence to do it next time, right?
Yeah,
you know
so
what
when
you're
I
doing.
Win Lotto, I can buy a brand new car.
There you go.
They're local ass.
I know this guy, right, is the absolute king of linguine.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
His bones are amazing.
I know. That's how much he eats. And now
you're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, New FM.
Meg, over the little break that we had, I've had an idea, right? And it's an idea that's going to revolutionise medicine in the Hunter.
Can I just say, the smirk on your face,
yeah,
as you speak right now, this is going to be ridiculous.
Hey, look, don't discount my genius idea to revolutionise medicine, right? It's just, I know it might sound like a big thing to do, but if anyone can do it...
It's you.
It's experts that I'll tell... It's not me. No, God, no. It's experts who I'll tell what to do because this is my genius idea that I've had.
Are you going to make money out of this?
Oh, hopefully.
Most likely.
You know I'm always looking for a dollar. But this is my genius idea. We're going to revolutionise medicine, and I'm going to tell you how it's going to happen in just a minute.
Megan Crevo.
The
Novos.
So, Meg, the other day I'm driving down Lambton Road, you know where it meets Griffiths Road?
Yeah.
And there's the stoplights, and on the corner there's the Newcastle Eye Hospital.
Yeah. You go there and get laser and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and at the back there's a car park, and I'm looking in the car park, and there's all people in there. They've got, like, their big sunglasses on and eye patches, and you go, like, everyone's there to get their eyes sorted, right? Yeah. And at first, my first thought is greedy. Like,
what do you mean?
Why does the eyes get their own hospital? Like... If I get an ear injury...
Are you serious?
Why am I in with the people with the broken arms, broken hips, getting skin grafts at the normal...
ENT, Creeper.
No, there's a normal everything else hospital. I feel gypped. Like, I haven't had an ear injury, but in my mind, I'm thinking, why do eyes get the special treatment? And then I had this epiphany. I actually thought, you know what? That's actually kind of genius. Every body part should have their own hospital. So, like, you should have the foot and leg hospital. You can have a hospital for, like, the downstairs regions that can specialise in
that. Is that an
OBGYN? Right. Hospitals, though. Not just, like, your little specialist clinics. Who looks at it and then sends you to the hospital if you got a problem. Have a proper hospital. Nose hospital. Like, if I've got something can't smell... I don't want to go in and then see some doctor who just does a bit of everything.
I think you're underestimating how intense it is to build a hospital, Crevo.
Well, but look at the eye hospital. It's not that big. It's just the size of a house. Like maybe two houses.
So that's why they have their other clinics. Like, as I said, like an ENT for ear, nose and throat.
No, but proper hospital, right? And then, you know, what's good about it is, right, if you go to the eye hospital, you know... Those people that only do eyes, right? They're absolute guns at it.
You have been spending way too much time on your own. I know Emmy hasn't been here for the last 2 weeks.
But if I...
And you're going a little bit nuts.
No,
you
I'm
know
telling,
what?
Meg,
when she gets home tomorrow, you're going to be a different person.
You know, Meg, you're underestimating this. I think this is genius.
Can I interject here?
Yeah.
Crevo.
Yeah.
Let me play devil's advocate for one hot minute.
All right.
First of all, who's going to fund this? Taxpayers.
Yeah. Crevo wants to fund it, apparently.
No, look, listen, because a hospital, a big regular general hospital, costs a fortune. And you get there, and they don't even know why you're there. The first thing they have to ask is, why are you here? Right? But if you go to an ear hospital, something wrong with your ears? Yeah, of course it is. That's why I'm here.
How are we going to get the staff for this, Crevo? Are you going to be a nurse at the ear hospital?
No, because you've already got all those ones at the general hospital. Split them all up into all the different ones.
We don't have enough nurses as it is, mate. No, and the taxpayer money is going to be split up into all these hospitals. And then what if you all of a sudden get a bad ear and a bung leg? You can't go, you've got to go to two separate hospitals.
Yeah, that's an unlikely injury combination.
That's a lot of ambulances, Crevo. Nah, you're not thinking straight.
I'm telling you, it will save money in the long run because you don't need to build that giant building. Look at the eye hospital. It's just two houses joined together with a car park.
You've lost your mind.
No, I'm telling you, this is the revolution in healthcare we've been looking for.
Will you go and speak to Brad Hazard, the health minister?
I will.
And he'll realise,
once he realises my genius, which it is, he'll be on board. This is going to be the future, I'm telling you.
You get back to us with your letter of recommendation.
I will. I'll write a letter and we'll talk about it.
Hey,
up this next. Is not over.
You know what? Yes, it is.
Absolutely it is. We're done.
So over. Hey, Tyler, you went into Crevo's shop a couple of days ago, yeah?
For the first time, yes, and I have a bit of a bone to pick.
Oh, well, that's not ideal.
Customer complaints incoming.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, I've been into your shop only once, Crevo, I'm not going to lie, but yeah. Tyler, you visited Crevo's on Clyde Street in Hamilton North for the first time over the weekend, yeah?
I did indeed. It's great.
Thank you. I wasn't there, so I couldn't give you the reception that I would like to.
No, but the lady, you obviously have staff that work there, and there was a lady there that served.
The lovely Julie.
Julie. Yeah. And my partner Marcus was like, is that Crevo's wife? I was like, I don't think so, no. And then another customer came in and said, you'd obviously been interacting with the customer via Facebook Marketplace, I think.
Yeah.
And then another customer came in within like a minute of Marcus questioning if Julie was your wife. And then another woman came in and goes, I was speaking to your husband on Facebook.
Everyone thinks it's my wife, is it? That's
she
funny.
Must get it all the time. However, we went in there and we purchased something. We made a purchase.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Well, thank you for shopping with us.
I purchased a old vintage Eagles greatest hits record.
Okay.
We love the vinyl.
Yep.
But poor Julie didn't. I just said, I work with Crevo, so we're in the market for a few bits and pieces. Like, I'll chat to him at work and see what kind of deal he can
make me. Of course.
And she goes, yeah, yeah.
Friends and family.
She goes, I don't understand why your face isn't on the wall, so I know that you get mates rates next time. And I was like, you know what, Julie? I don't know why my face isn't up on the wall either. So I'm going to ask Crevo about that so I do get mates rates whenever he's not there.
Now,
Now
I have a bone to pick. Am I on that wall?
There's no wall. Who?
It's you,
Julie. Julie has put me in the... There's no wall. You absolutely should get mates rates, of course.
I mean, I spent $26 on a record. I don't really expect to spend any less than that. But I mean, I'd love a Persian rug for like $20 as well.
I'll tell you, it's not going to be $20, but I'll do you a deal because we work together. We're mates.
Yeah,
mates rights, of course.
He says there's no wall. There is definitely
no
wall.
There's probably a wall for people that it's like don't serve. You know how like
do you have a shoplifter's wall?
Yeah, pubs have walls where it's like people are not allowed in. So
it's
all the security and stuff. No, I reckon Crevo's got that.
I've got a no band. I don't have a band wall. I don't have. There's no walls.
Now I've noticed that in particular with those kind of walls where they're up. They always seem to be in discount shops.
And they don't let this person in. They're a shoplifter. They're a thief.
Yeah.
And it's always dodgy screenshots of the CCTV camera. You can't even make them out.
They're
anyway,
always so wearing a black hoodie.
Yeah. Always. Tyler, if you come back in, let me know when you're coming.
No, I will, for
sure. And then I will work out. I'll give you a deal. Of course I will.
Thanks so much. I'd love a Persian rug for $100.
It's now, still not happening.
Tyler, I've got an idea for both of us here, right?
Yep.
We know half the time Crevo doesn't work on a weekend.
Right.
Let's go in there and make our own wall.
Yeah, we should just
photos of us.
We should get our best selfies, print them out in like A1 or A2.
Star customers.
You know what? You could make some buck off that, Crevo. You could make some money off our faces if you frame them or put them on a nice canvas. You could sell it. I'm sure people would want photos of me in the living room.
You know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll frame up a couple of canvases with you and Meg.
We'll sign them.
And we'll sell them. I'll give you guys a good cut of the profit.
40%, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
No one would buy them. They'd be up there forever.
Nah, mate, I'd buy them. Just,
just to get your cut.
Hey, no, you know why? Because people would come in and ask for them. Nah, it's already sold.
Already sold out. Sold out.
Well, create some demand.
Exactly. Create your own demand. Oh, geez, we'll have to get a whole print run done of them.
I think
they're
so.
Doing so
Let's
well.
Get Officeworks.
Tyler, you got to let me know when you're coming in. I do like that you did the secret shopper thing, but next time, let me know so I can hook you up with a discount,
okay,
all right?
Okay, great. Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, all is good in the world.
That it is. Just yeah. Stay away from the wall.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Nothing like a big deck.
Big
That's
deck.
What the New Zealanders
big deck
say.
Energy.
The Novos.
Exactly.
Big deck energy.
Local as UFM.
Yeah, the block returns. Channel 9, 7:30 tonight. Up next, we're talking to Sharon and Anchor. Now,
this is very exciting.
Yeah,
Meg.
So this is blowing up yet again. The block always does.
It's
We've
huge.
Had bathroom judging already, mm-hmm. and it turns out Shayna Blaise didn't really have many nice things to say, unfortunately, about Sharon and Anchor's bathroom.
Look, everyone's taste is different, but at the end of the day, the judges are the judges, right?
Exactly, unfortunately. And what they say, they say goes, but like more of the fact what they say, and if I think they win, they get like $10,000.
Yeah, big advantages along the way, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the auction is what matters.
That's true.
Right, that's how.
But the more money you win throughout, the more money you have to put
course.
Towards your build and all
it
that.
It really
kind of
does
stuff.
Matter. It does matter, but yeah.
Has Sharon created a very powerful enemy.
Well, there's only one way to find out, and that's to talk to them in person.
Yeah, we're going
to
chat to them on the other side of the
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
A return tonight on Channel 9, 7:30. It is our guest bedroom week. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
And I don't think there's been a year when the block just hasn't absolutely
dominated.
Killed it in the ratings. People, Australians are obsessed with property.
Yeah.
There's no other way around it.
No.
We're chatting to Anchor now this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Doing really well. Now, obviously, you don't really come from a tradie background. You're more of an accountant. Did you do any renovation, like, practice beforehand? Have you ever painted a chest of drawers or something?
No, absolutely not, as we can probably see on the show. But yeah, I think in the lead up, I think I was putting holes in the wall deliberately and just trying to plaster them up. But
bit
of practice. That's about the limit.
Well, the thing is, you're a numbers man. You're an accountant, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we can see the budget for the guest bedrooms is $19,000. I can understand in your mind, as soon as you got that budget, your mind would have been ticking, okay, how do I allocate this?
Oh, yeah, straight away. But, yeah, just like doctors don't make the best patient, I don't know if accountants make the best budget as either. That could be a worry.
Now, I wanted to ask a little bit behind the scenes. Like, obviously, you see the judges, they come out when there's the reveals and all that. Are they popping in at all behind the scenes, stuff that we're not seeing on camera, checking on progress, that sort of thing?
No. So, basically, Scotty and Shell do, like, walk-arounds on a Friday.
Yeah.
And so by that time, everything's sort of in progress. So you can't really change your mind at that stage. And the judges themselves, we don't even meet them. But they do it separately.
Yeah, right.
That's how it works. Yeah. So you just got to back your decisions that you're making on the fly. And if they go a bit pear-shaped, you see what happened to our bathroom.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Now, I've got to ask about that because Shayna was a little bit, I'm going to say brutal. Sharon was a bit upset by that, though, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so is there bad blood between those two at the moment?
Yeah, it's bubbling. I don't know if it's bad blood. I mean, you try to take as much feedback as possible.
Yeah.
You're there, Sharon. Hey.
Yeah. I'm licking my wounds still. No, like, I just, like, you know, it's really hard. It was our first week in.
Yeah.
We are the rookies. And I asked, as you can see, I asked everybody for advice.
Yeah.
That I could possibly ask them. But at the end of the day, they let you think and or swim. In our case for this week, we were definitely fun. But I did feel like Shane's comments were very harsh and unnecessary. I totally respect the judges and critique and stuff like that. But she really took it personally,
yeah.
And then, you know, like, even the feedback as you're saying that we don't actually meet them till the last day, so I took it to heart as well, as you can tell, like, it's all written all over our faces.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna put it out there, a couple of seasons ago with Sarah and Hayden, they slammed their bathroom and they ended up winning the block, so maybe it's an omen.
Yeah,
it maybe it's the kiss of, like, life and not kiss of death. Yeah, people say this, you know, for us, we've come into this for the experience, and so
if I'm crying every single day, it's not necessarily an enjoyable experience. But we do try to look for the positives in what we do. And, you know, woke up next day, fire in my belly. Hubby was just like, you need to relax, Jazz. It's not the end of the world. We'll just try again.
So
we
just dust yourself off.
One more question for you, Sharon. Obviously, you watch The Block over the years, and in your mind, you build up a picture of what it would be like to do it, to be a contestant. What's been the biggest surprise from your perspective in actually being a contestant?
Yeah, this is really weird to say as an actress, but it's the TV production around the whole thing. I thought we were going into just like a doco, basically. Guys are going to watch us field or fail the field, and we kind of do that, but it's a proper television show with heaps of producers, storylines, like a lot of drama that I actually didn't foreshadow, and I couldn't handle it at some times. I was like, what are we doing here? Aren't we just trying to build this house? Why? We want to do the best job that we can, and you kind of guys kind of aren't letting us do that. The other thing was this year, different every other year, that you couldn't have foreshadowed is the freaking mud, the hero or villain of the show. It's the mud. We were working in winter. The mud was up to our knees. Like, we are on the big house on the hill, and suppliers literally could not drive up and deliver the stuff. They would drop it at the bottom of the hill, and Unks and I would slide it up because they were getting bogged.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could never guess. Buggers. You could never guess.
Fingers crossed, $250,000 on the line for this. Good luck, guys. We can't wait to see the rest of your house. It's going to be incredible.
It's definitely a roller coaster, so stick with us. Thank you so much.
Anchor and Sharon from The Block. It returns tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9.
It's always a ratings killer, great like guys. We said. Oh, yeah, really nice.
Lovely. Hey, what's the guys up next with producer Tyler?
Yeah, I forgot what we're doing. No, what are we doing? Oh, Maths is back. So more trash reality TV. Not that The Block is trash.
No, I love
a bit of reality. Maths contestants have kind of been revealed for the next season. So.
Oh, exciting
interesting
stuff.
All right, we'll get the details on the other side.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right.
Oh. Tyler, you got to tell us about what's happening with Maths.
Well, speaking of reality TV, yeah, Maths is back, and I feel like we only just got over the 2022 season.
I know, it was only a minute
still
ago.
Going.
And there's
really?
Still so much drama and tea and BS with all of those contestants. We've since found out a few of the new 2023 contestants. So it's already in the works, Maths 2023. We're, only 8 months into the year. But Daily Mail has snapped some spicy paps from the new season, showing the brides filming their hens at Centennial Park in Sydney. They were spotted arriving at the venue for their hens party, then leaving in the early hours of the morning the following day for a little post-Macca's run.
See, now, no better way to build up hype for the season than film like one of the juicy parties at a park.
Yes.
So the paps can get plenty of photos.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and the experts Mel and Alessandra were there as well.
Of course.
Now, apparently, Daily Mail have only... They're really not putting in the work for us this morning, but they've discovered one contestant.
Okay.
Her name's Melinda Willis. She's from Brisbane. Apparently, she's a flight attendant turned beautician that really loves to bring the chaos for this season. So,
flight attendant turned beautician.
Oh, can I just
if
say,
there's anyone that's more suited for Maths, I couldn't think of an occupation that works better.
Can I just say, she's stunning.
Yeah, she's
gorgeous.
Let's have a look. Oh yeah, wow. She's beautiful.
Also, beautiful.
I think I have an inside scoop, you guys.
Here we go.
So a friend of mine from Wollongong posted on her Instagram story only last night saying, "Hi, friends and fam. In about a week's time, I'll be losing access to my Instagram completely. It will be managed by a third party at the time. This will say so on my page, and it will be approximately for 2 months. During this time, all my DMs will be deleted and I won't receive them. Please contact me via Messenger or my mobile number. I'll remind you again the night before it happens." So, you know how, like, when you go on these reality TV shows,
blackout.
Your phone's taken off you and it's taken care of by the producers. Maybe my friend Renee from Wollongong is going to be on Maths too, you guys.
I was going to say, though, but for 2 months, though, I'm thinking you may be Love Island.
Or Big Brother. But
Big Brother, because this is not going to air until next year.
Wait, when is MAFS airing?
Next year.
Oh.
But don't they film like a few months
early? They film now, but I'm pretty sure they take their phones and everything away from them because you see them with their phones and all that kind of stuff during the show.
I thought they were phones that were given to them by the show.
That's what I thought.
That could be. That could be the case. That could be the case.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking because they wouldn't have access to their social media as the show airs because they get it back, I think, 2-3 weeks after the finale.
It's funny, though, because my friend Renee looks exactly like this flight attendant. So, I mean, they're going for a type this morning, aren't they?
Or has your friend changed their name?
Other things that could be on. Maybe. Australian Idol.
Nah, she can't
Maybe. Okay.
That's just you saying stuff now, Tyler. It's nothing to do with
that. Well, I've hit the town. I've been on a karaoke night with Renee. Definitely not.
So it's not Australian Idol. Maybe she can spin plates since she's going on Australia's Got Talent. Who knows?
Who bloody knows?
Or anyway, it could be MAFS.
What is she, a circus performer from the 30s?
They accept anything on Australia's Got Talent.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Mate, you can make a dog spin in a circle. Oh, my God, you've got talent.
You're on. That's we'll get you out in the early we'll rounds, but you'll be on television.
We'll find out if your friend Tyler's going to be on MAFS.
Megan Crevo.
And as we continue to learn more about producer Tyler, we now meet your friends, Tyler.
Yes. These are a few of my very good friends that I've had since before moving to Newcastle. They live in Newcastle, so I won't reveal too much information.
Oh, we already know their names.
Yeah, two of them are a Lauren. I won't reveal the other partners, but it just came up in conversation. This happened a couple of years ago when they were all living together. The two Laurens and their partners all lived in a share house together. And I don't know how it took them so long to realise that there was only one toothbrush in the shared bathroom. And they all assumed ownership of said toothbrush.
That is disgusting. Oh, my God.
And it took them a really long time to realise that it wasn't their toothbrush. Well, it was, but that everyone was using
it. It was one joint one.
So did they ever work out who the original owner of this toothbrush was?
Well, Lauren number one said, I purchased it because I always only ever buy pink toothbrushes. And then Lauren number two was like, I brought that from my other house. That's definitely mine. And their partners were like, well, we just thought you girls kept your toothbrush in your bedroom. So we just used the toothbrush in the bathroom. And the two Laurens were like, why the hell would I ever leave my toothbrush in the bedroom and transport it to the bathroom every time I need it? You guys are idiots. So
the two blokes, can I just say, first of all, the toothbrush is pink.
Yes.
What bloke buys a pink toothbrush?
Okay, Raquel might be pink creeper.
It's possible, but also, wouldn't you think, like, that's such a bloke thing to do, to go in and go, oh, there's a toothbrush there, it must be mine.
Let me tell you, it gets worse. So then my partner, Marcus, then revealed that he has also done this with his housemate.
What is wrong with people?
They both, and you know what, they're the best of friends, and they've been friends for a very long time. They didn't care. They were like, oh, well,
mate,
it is what it is.
We'll they've essentially kissed.
Like, excuse me, I'm kissing your face. Vince has been using your best friend's toothbrush for how long? I think we need to reevaluate our life decisions.
I love my best friend. However, I'm not sharing a toothbrush with him.
What about your partners?
No, still not.
Yeah,
the closest I've ever come to sharing a toothbrush is we had the same toothbrush, the electric toothbrush,
different
with separate heads.
Yeah, you still have your own bit, though.
Sometimes when I'm drunk, I can't be bothered to change the heads, and I'll use Marcus's, but he doesn't know, so don't tell him.
Oh, we won't. Yeah, well, you know, it's just out there.
Don't worry, Tyler. Nobody knows.
No one's going to tell him.
No one knows.
Keep it between us.
Would you ever share your toothbrush with any?
Maybe I have once or twice in an emergency situation, like you go somewhere and you've forgotten it or something.
Yeah.
But on a day-to-day basis, get your own. So it's not expensive.
It's weird. I actually have spare toothbrushes at home for if people come over.
Yeah, me too.
Just in case.
Yeah, me too.
You always have a couple of spares. They're not expensive.
No.
Get your own.
In the cupboard.
No need to share it with your housemates.
No. Thank you very much.